A 5-member interministerial task force to tackle illegal mining, also known as Galamsey, has been inaugurated. The task force, chaired by the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Yunus Afuseni, is to bring sanity into the mining sector and ensure that the small-scale mining sector is solely reserved for Ghanaians. President John Mahama, who inaugurated the task force at Flagstaff House in Accra, charged members to send a signal to offending individuals and groups that government will not countenance activities that destroy the environment. Here's a report by Pascaline Adadavo.
The task force comprised the Ministers of Defense, Marco Yungu, Interior, Kwesi Ahoy, Foreign Affairs, Hannah Tete, Environment, Dr. Joe Otieje, and chaired by the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Yunus Afuseni. President Mahama has on a number of occasions spoken publicly about the danger Galamsey poses to farmland and water bodies. He also stated emphatically during a courtesy call on him by a Chinese delegation that the country is not stereotyping any country as far as illegal mining is concerned, but the laws of the country will have to be obeyed. In recent times, the activities of illegal miners have led to the loss of lives and generated conflict in some areas. President Mahama has issued specific instructions to the task force to deal with both Ghanaians and non-Ghanaians in the illegal act. He noted that government is not against small-scale mining, but those engaged in it must follow the necessary procedures that govern mining in the country.
Seize equipment used by those who fail to comply with the new directives of obtaining licenses or renewing their licenses. Arrest and prosecute anybody, both Ghanaian and non-Ghanaians, involved in illegal small-scale mining. Deport non-Ghanaians involved in illegal small-scale mining. Revoke the licenses of Ghanaians who have subleased their concessions to non-Ghanaians against the rules. Revoke the licenses of Ghanaians who have engaged the services of non-Ghanaians miners in the small-scale mining sector in ways that are contrary to the rules. Hold MMDCs and their respective DISECs accountable for illegal mining activity in their areas of jurisdiction.
The president has also charged the Ghana Police Service to confiscate unlicensed equipment like bulldozers, conveyor belts and water pressure systems used by illegal miners. The task force will look at the area of output purchase and export of minerals by independent exporters.
Another area we're exploring in terms of dealing a blow to illegal mining and its attendant negative effects is in the area of the output, that is purchase and export of the proceeds of illegal small-scale mining. Most of the private companies engaged in this are owned by non-Ghanaians. The problem here is that the gold exported by some of these independent exporters are fraught with all kinds of negative practices. Sometimes the source of the gold cannot be authenticated, as opposed to exports done through the PMMC. Comparatively, exports through the PMMC Limited can be tracked, monitored, and the proceeds can be traced through the banks. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for the independent exporters. I expect your task force to review the system of purchase and export and see how it can be used as a means to clamp down on illegal mining.
The work of the task force starts now, and members are expected to produce progress reports on monthly basis to the Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani.